Doctors from the medical aid group Médecins Sans Frontières were given permission by Papua New Guinea's immigration authorities last week to enter the Manus Island compounds and medically examine hundreds of asylum seekers and refugees. But they say that when they arrived at the centres, the private security contractors stationed outside the facilities refused the team access. One of those doctors is Stuart Condon, who flew back to Australia from PNG yesterday. Our reporter Sarah White asked him why MSF had decided to go to Manus Island.
So MSF was given approval to make a medical assessment of the needs at the time when the RPC standoff was still occurring. We'd been trying to gain access for some time. We'd made a preliminary assessment 2 weeks beforehand. And once we were given that approval, it was great for us. We thought this was a real opportunity for us to give a good medical view on what was happening. Our concern was that there was a level of violence we had no visibility on. And for us, that was quite concerning. So from a medical humanitarian point of view, we were called and approved to gain access to these camps. And then over those days, we realised that we weren't able to get inside.
Who gave you that permission?
That was PNG Immigration. We were talking to all the right people. We'd been speaking to people on the ground in Manus Island and in Port Moresby and all the other appropriate authorities. Once we were given that approval, we thought that we were able to assist in the best way. We've got a medical team, and I was one of the doctors on that team. We were really disappointed and frustrated we weren't able to get through the gate effectively each day that we tried.
So it's described to be an open centre. Why couldn't you just walk in?
It's open, I think, in one way. It's almost like a valve. It opens out, but it doesn't open in. And I think that's the most interesting part of this centre. They describe it as open because the men can come and go as they please. They leave their ID number at the gate when they're leaving and coming back in to the private security firm. But if you're an independent medical humanitarian organisation like MSF, and you want to get inside, it's extremely difficult and at the moment impossible.
So some of the men were coming out to see you and your team?
The men were coming and going freely. They were coming out and we were trying to see if there were any who were injured. We certainly met some on the road and we were trying to encourage them if they needed x-rays to go to the hospital. Certainly that's something that the private health provider inside the East Lorengau Transit Centre cannot provide. So we were seeing some of the men on the outside, on the road, and just as we passed them, we were able to speak with some of them. To get a full medical assessment, we were able to assist at the hospital, but we didn't see many at the hospital in my time there.
Can you describe the conditions of the men or the health of them when you did see them?
So we know of one man who was removed on the first day at the RPC. He was taken, from what we understand, to the IHMS clinic, stabilised and then transferred to the hospital. He was dehydrated, he was malnourished, and he really showed signs of severe depression. That was quite concerning. He was almost non-communicative. The next day he was marginally improved. But unfortunately, that evening he got worse again. He's had to stay a second night in the hospital. And in fact, he had clear thoughts of suicidal ideation. And this is exactly the reason why we wanted to assess them independently inside the transit centres.
MSF is used to setting up camps and stations in very volatile areas. Can you describe what your team has set up outside the centre?
We are supporting the hospital. We have had a chance to see some more men outside of the hospital, obviously spreading the word in the last 24 hours that we are in the community, we are available. One of the issues in Lorengau and PNG is land. So we'd love to be able to get a piece of land and put a tent and be able to do medical consultations. Having said that, the more appropriate place to see them is in the hospital where there are facilities to do simple blood tests, x-rays, and there's consultations rooms which are set up.
If you could sum up your time on Manus Island, how would you do that?
It's been a real sense of opportunity lost. For us as an international organisation, we always try to push as hard as we can to see patients. The other sense is disappointment. This opportunity could have been used in a great way, I feel, for us to be able to go in as a medical team and look at the water and sanitation situation additionally would have been fantastic.
Dr. Stuart Condon, the president of MSF Australia, just back from Manus Island. He was speaking with Sarah White.